With a new chief executive at Harbor Air, the airline's Victoria-based president says he plans to step back behind the scenes. Randy Wright, who has been with the company for 21 years, will assume an advisory role with the new chief executive, former WestJet executive Bert van der Stege, and board of directors. Van der Stege replaces Greg McDougall, who assumes the role of founder and chairman on the company's board. "They're going to bring someone in who can take the company to another level. We're full of confidence in this fellow," said Wright, who said he may take on some hospitality consulting contracts, spend more time with his family or hit the golf course more often with the additional downtime. "We'll see what happens down the road." Van der Stege previously had responsibility for WestJet's low-cost carrier Swoop. McDougall, who started Harbor Air in 1982 as a two-plane operation, said he is immensely proud of how the company has grown over the years. "It has been a privilege to work with the team and build the organization into what is today an iconic Canadian company with 40 aircraft, 10 bases, and over 500,000 annual passengers," he said in a statement. McDougall said he intends to play a critical role in the development of Harbor Air's all-electric plane and in promoting and advocating for innovation and safety within the aviation industry. He said the new CEO, who has a track record of driving profitable growth, will be expected to build on the company's brand loyalty and foster a strong company culture. Van der Stege said he's looking forward to running a company with a unique place in the market. "Nowhere else in the world do you have an airline that is quite as distinctive. From passengers commuting every day to those visiting Canada and taking the tour of a lifetime, Harbor Air has found a way to share their passion for flying with the world," he said in a statement. Van der Stege thanked McDougall and Wright for their contributions to the company, saying, "I am grateful to be able to count on their experience and guidance as I become familiar with our unique organization." In a statement, Harbor Air noted Wright has played a pivotal role in advancing the company's standing in the Canadian aviation landscape, saying his leadership throughout Harbor Air's expansion over the last 21 years has been invaluable. Wright said he's proud of what the company has accomplished over the last two decades. He said one of the highlights was establishing Harbor Air's 5,000-square-foot floating terminal in Victoria's Inner Harbour, which opened in 2016. "It took me 5 years to get it through all the authorities, and it's a wonderful signature in the harbour, so I'm very proud of that," he said. Wright said his role may be lower profile with the company, but he will remain a huge booster of Victoria. "I'm not going anywhere. Victoria is my home and I'm one of its biggest promoters," he said. "I'll be around and we will see what the next chapter brings." A. Duffy at TimesColumnist.com.